We also have an art warning in effect. There is art in the Twin Ports, and Annie Dugan is going to tell us all about it and wax reflective about the year gone by on this final day of 2018. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. For all of you out there shoveling snow, I have a recommendation for you, because I know there will be some, and there will be some more. And so it's a podcast. I know that you can put on your headphones. You will normally listen to KUMD, but if you have to switch over for some other listening pleasure, this is a fabulous art-related podcast called A Piece of Work with Abby Jacobson. Abby Jacobson is part of the brains and actresses behind Broad City. And she goes to the MoMA, goes to all these places in New York, talks about art that you might just think is ridiculous and throw away and like, why are you talking about this? And she brings in fabulous guests. She's got Amir Thompson, who is Questlove behind The Roots, who has some really deep, interesting things to say about Eve Klein. It's just really fun. So it's a little bit older. It came out maybe a couple years ago, but it's worth listening to when you're not listening to KUMD. It's called A Piece of Work. And then hopefully you'll get all shoveled out to go to the exhibition that is opening at ACO this Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. The title of the exhibition is called Bring Her Home, and it is exploring the ongoing epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women. The show was curated by Angela Two Stars, who's also an artist, and she brings together artists who are addressing this really important issue that should be at the forefront and should be seen. And I think that's one thing that art can really do well is show things that might be hard to talk about or really, you know, understand that, you know, you can say statistics all you want, but when you want to see the people behind those statistics, art can really bring that home. So this is showing the women and girls who are part of this epidemic in a really sensitive and direct way. Artists like Choling Taha, who I just have a world of respect for. She does just amazing, stunning work that is detailed and interesting. And she works in gouache, which is one of my favorite mediums. Laura Youngbird, Sean Goshorn, really amazing and excellent artists are part of this show. So it is traveling here to Duluth, and then it'll travel down to All My Relations Gallery. So that is definitely something to see on Friday. And then I just want to encourage everyone, maybe you're snowed in, maybe your internet's a little slow because of the snow, get out there and make something or get inside and make something. It's a perfect time to create. I was at a talk a couple weeks ago, and I asked people, you know, raise your hand if you ski, if you're a skier. And the whole room raised their hand. And then I said, raise your hand if you are an artist. And maybe one or two raised their hand. And I think it's fascinating that we have this thing in our culture where we can see ourselves on a continuum with Jesse Diggins, right? We're not all Jesse Diggins. But
we don't have any problem identifying ourselves as a skier.
Exactly.
And yet right. To identify yourself as an artist, you feel, oh, well, then I'd need to be Pablo Picasso.
Exactly. And I think that there is a wonderful feeling when you can make or create. And I think the way that your brain thinks when you do that, the way that we all just change our brain wiring when we do it. So I think that we get, you know, disappointed or we get, you know, and there's places out there to help. The Folk School has amazing classes. Makerspace has classes. The Duluth Art Institute, Pineapple Arts. There's places that can help you along, but also, you know, just trying it yourself is fine. It's fine to fail. Failure is a good thing to go through, or adjusting how you see something and thinking, well, how could I change that the next time, really working your brain in a different way. So I think, you know, I'm not into New Year's resolutions. I saw the other day someone, instead of resolutions, they pick a word, and that's the word that they sort of meditate on throughout the year. And so I'm hoping that people out there maybe would think of using the word create, because that, or imagination, or something that is related to your own ability to understand your brain differently, understand the world differently, understand other people differently. Art has an incredible power to do that. So I am hoping for some creation from myself and from all of my Twin Ports brethren.
You know, that is, I'm remembering back to snow days. No, not snow days, but I'm remembering back to those days when we had recess and we played outside. And when it was raining or snowing or really cold and we couldn't go outside and play, and those were the days that the teacher said you could draw, or there was some art supplies available. And for me, I'm not a fabulous artist, but it wasn't about the end product as much as it was about, I think, just the creation, the idea that, oh, you know, I couldn't wait to get a crayon and start making, you know, yellow suns and blue skies.
It was so
much fun.
It's so much fun. We always had to just watch the red balloon, that terrible French, depressing French film. So your teachers had a much better idea.
Oh, absolutely. And nobody showed their work afterwards necessarily unless they wanted to. So it wasn't an assignment and it wasn't a competition and you weren't being graded. It was just the opportunity to stretch something else.
Right, exactly. And the mind-hand connection is such an important one that we are losing drastically in our current day and age. So make that connection this year, hopefully,
so,
or today.
So reflect for me. I know that this is challenging, but tell me one of your favorite art-related events, experiences from the past year?
Sure. Well, I think I touched on this last time, but it's worth saying it again because I really do want to make sure that everyone visits the exhibition that's currently on view at the Tweed. It's called Intersections. This show, I feel like, is something that, well, there's actually a couple. One, there's Intersections, which I talked about last week. But then there's also a show that opened this summer that a selection of the works are still on view, I believe, upstairs of the Tweed. And that was a show of, both are actually pulled from the Tweed's collection. And I think that it's really special to go there and realize that this work is in our space. You know, it belongs to the people of our community. And I think that that's something that's really powerful when you look at this work and think, oh, this is, you know, our story in a lot of ways. You know, these artists are, well, in the Intersections show, they're from Minnesota. So it's very much our story in a really powerful way. But then even the works that I'm going to talk about the show this summer was a show of female printmakers and the kind of just wonderful work that they were doing and really cutting edge work that they were doing in the print world, but also just the way that they were thinking of ideas and so cutting edge with mediums and materials, but also in the way that they were thinking about the role of art. And you see that and you think, wow, this is amazing. Like, this is a show that could travel. You know, it could go, you could see it at Chicago or New York, but we're seeing it here. We're seeing the kind of, you know, I love that we have world-class artists in our own backyard. And I think what I see at the Tweed with Carissa Isaacs is that we have a world-class curator and that the shows that she's putting together are ones that are really important and really fascinating and ones that you can kind of keep coming back to again and again. So the remnants of the printmaker's show, she had a little bit of space to put up a few of those pieces. So those are upstairs at the Tweed, and then the Intersections show is right as you walk in. So two of my favorite shows are still on view. Hint, hint, hint to all of those of you that need to get out.
All right. Again, what is one of the art-related things, events coming up in 2019 that you're already anticipating and excited about?
Oh, my goodness. Yikes.
Got to pick one.
Oh, no. So here's a – I have a one-year-old, and that is my go-to excuse, which should not be an excuse. But I am going to finally go on a First Friday art hop. So the downtown arts galleries and exhibition spaces have, and actually what's fun is a bunch of architecture firms and other places that, you know, can you can sort of expand the way you think about art exhibition, have been getting together and for the first Friday of the month doing a arts walk. So I have on my list to do, I'm looking forward to finally going on an arts walk. So I'm telling my babysitters over the KUMD air that they can babysit my kids.
Already a heads up. You know, I think one of the things that I'd recommend, if I were recommending things and if I could recommend a billion, would be you don't have to tell anybody that you've lived in the community for X decades and you've never done Y. You don't need to tell anybody that unless you want to, but go to it. I shudder to think of how many years it was before I went to the Bear Grease or before I went to Jay Cook.
Lots and lots
of things that because of, well, you know, I don't have a 1-year-old, I have a weird schedule and that's my excuse. But you don't have to tell anybody that you've never been to fill in the blank. Just go. Have a ball. And then when you tell people about it, you kind of reinvigorate them and re-interest them and re-energize them to maybe go and have that experience also. People are rediscovering things about this community every single day, and you don't have to tell anybody if you don't want to, and you don't have to feel bad about, geez, I've never been there. Just go. You're going to love it. You'll have fun.
Make sure the smelt parade is part of that.
Okay.
Let's go. Because that is my favorite art event that is owned by Duluth. I mean, it's just weird. It's wonderful. It's wacky. People are making things and celebrating our...
There you go. Talk to your friends and say, hey, I'm going to do some stuff this year. I'm going to go to some events I've never gone to before, or I'm just going to try to get out and get to some events. Shoot me some recommendations of your favorite things to do in January. Take it a month at a time. Try some new stuff. It'll be cool.
I love it.
Annie, thanks a million. We are grateful for you, for your participation, your insights, your dedication during 2018, and we're looking forward to a fabulous 2019. All right?
Oh, thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is our guest host for Where's Art? Every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.